Hello and welcome to Mind Decoder here on Waiheke Radio. It's the radio show for the psychedelically inclined.
My name's Elle, and for the next 1 hour and 45 minutes or so, I will be the captain of your trip, playing a kaleidoscopic mix of psychedelia, acid folk, kraut rock, and on tonight's show, at least one or two mashups that fit the bill
very nicely. You'll also hear tracks by The Jam, Joker's Daughter,
Black Moth Super Rainbow,
the North Sea Radio Orchestra,
Stereo Lab,
Can and Beyond the Wizard's Sleeve, to name just seven. So there's plenty to look forward to.
It's a roller coaster of a ride, but it
actually starts quite gently this week. But before you know it, you'll be lighting the joysticks, thinking profound thoughts about this and that, and wondering about all those paisley patterns crawling up the walls. Probably.
Or, as we say here on Mind Decoder, looking around the further this medium, such that it might be able to see the other mouth. If you check out the Waiheke Radio website, you'll find a complete rundown of all the music on tonight's show, plus a bit of information about each artist and track. And should you be interested, there's also a podcast of the show, so you can listen to it again at your leisure. It's a continuous mix, but I'll be back halfway through the show just to say hello.
Hello. But for now, dim the lights, light a candle, take the phone off the hook. Do what you do. You're listening to Mind Decoder.
Please enjoy your trip.
There is a secret history. Since the dawn of time, man has used psychedelics, from the ancient myth of Adam and Eve until today. From the earliest shamans, witches, and priests of the elusive mysteries to the modern-day ayahuasca cults, every society has seen psychedelics in the advancement of the self. Psychedelics have been drunk, sniffed, smoked, shot, and eaten by those who knew of their innate power. Visions and altered states of consciousness have been used in every era and corner of civilization as an access to the divine. Despite their power, they have been demonized by society. What place do they have in our future? The psychedelic experience unlocks the secret.
Oh. coming to get you. how does Moses and 9/11 fit into all of this?
Mind, decoder, mind, decoder, mind, decoder. Mind.
Listening to Mind Decoder.
You can almost hear music. If you listen carefully, you can almost hear the singing.
At last I am free.
Hallelujah.
This is the left channel. This is the left channel. This is the right channel. This is the right channel.
What are you doing?
Said Dugan. I'm flying my kite, said Ermyntrude. Very relaxing. Would you like to have a try?
Into the sessions of sweet, silent thought, I summon up remembrance of things past. I sigh the lack of many a thing I sought, and with old woes new wail my dear time's waste. Then can I drown an eye, unused to flow, for precious friends hid in death's stateless night, and weep afresh love's long since cancelled woe, and moan the expense of many a vanished sight. Then can I grieve at grievances foregone, and heavily from woe to woe tell o'er the sad account of forebemoaned moan, which I new pay, as if not paid before. But if the while I think on thee, dear friend, all losses are restored, and sorrows end. So shalt thou feed on death that feeds on men, and death once dead There's no more dying then.
Now it's tomorrow afternoon. There is only you and I.
I believe that the pillars of Freemasonry, Atlas, Hercules, and Atlantis are intimately connected to the magic mushroom and the experience of ecstatic cosmic illumination, the opening of the third eye, the crown chakra, and the stargate by the ingestion and knowledgeable use of this plant entheogen, or God-manifesting drug. Many researchers of the esoteric believe that the story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden is a veiled reference to Atlantis and Lemuria. This is somewhat correct, remembering that Atlantis and Lemuria are symbols for the magic mushroom and the experience of cosmic illumination.
Bring you a tale from the pastel fields. Dream.
Believe me, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, half so much worth doing as simply messing about in boats. Messing about in boats.
Nothing to do. Nothing to show.
Mind the code. That means always eating.
What language?
German.
My dog, my friend, my wee hairy companion. He drinks the dregs of my tea. He takes the egg and bacon from my plate. He fears bigger dogs. He doesn't fear cats. He chases them.
Exercises of Kundalini Yoga. Yoga means union. It's the same energy that drugs give you force a rush on with, right? It's the same channels, only drugs do it for you, and this way you can do it yourself. I don't know if any of you have ever sat down and crossed your legs and smoked DMT and watched what happens, but what happens to me is this big thing goes out my spine and flashes in my brain, right? Well, apparently that's what is going to happen if I do this stuff and learn it. Go within yourself, meditate on each breath, make each breath a complete breath, and if you do it right, you'll be flashing momentarily.
The tune of Ring a Ring of Roses you heard yesterday. Here it comes again.
I believe it. End of part one. Intermission.
That was lovely, wasn't it? And as rare as a hobo's teeth on its original release in 1971, which was limited to just 99 copies, which they distributed amongst their friends. That was Scheiden Acorn
with Eleanor's song from their album Under the Tree. Nowadays, of course, it's been given a
re-release on CD, which, despite enjoying it very much, kind of makes it too easy. Still, there you go. You're listening to Mind Decoder here on Waiheke Radio, bringing you the rarities that are hard to find so that you don't have to. And now that I've interrupted the show, let's just have a quick track listing of what you've enjoyed so far.
Got the show started with a mashup by the artist known as CCC, or Chris Shaw if you're his mum, mashing up John Barry with Jimi Hendrix, of course, to create Foxy March.
Followed that with Kelly Arlee with Eureka from her Rocking Horse album, which regular listeners to the show will appreciate, I'm quite keen on. I then played some North Sea Radio Orchestra from their album I, A Moon with a track called
Berliner Luft,
very much in a krautrock styly, and then played a track that was once upon a time every bit as rare and as lovely as that Scheiden Acorn song, until it saw a welcome release on CD, this time by a band called
Flibbity Gibbet,
called My Leg and Love, from an album that was released in Johannesburg in 1978 amongst the folk community there.
And if you check out the Mind Decoder blog
at waihekeradio.org.nz,
I'll tell you all about that, and indeed all of the tracks played on tonight's show,
like the story behind Sonnets from Alan Black's Cripple Crab Crutch album. The second mashup on the show this evening, I played a bit of Gong, Mr. Longshanks, Oh Mother, I Am Your Fantasy. Then The Jam with Tales from the Riverbank from 1981.
Lyda Husic with Strawberries Are Growing in My Garden, open brackets, and It's Wintertime, close brackets.
Mark Vidler, another mashup artist on tonight's show with My Dog, My Friend, My Wee Hairy Companion. The Joker's Daughter with Cake and July. Black Moth Super Rainbow with Twin of Myself from their album Eating Us, as remixed by the Go Team. And finally, Scheiden Acorn with Eleanor's song.
I'm packing them all in this evening, and there's plenty more to come on Mind Decoder, including tracks by Stereolab, Cam, Beyond the Wizard Sleeve, and Wooden Ship, so don't go to bed just yet. My name's El, and you're listening to Mind Decoder. Let's get back to the music.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
End of intermission. Part 2.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, testing.
That's it. My name is Sidney Westerville. I'm the owner of this antique tavern, Munga Valley, New York State. I was here when this crowd really came. We expected 50,000 a day, and there must have been a million. It was too big for the world. Nobody has ever seen a thing like this.
Give me an L! Give me a U! Give me a C! Give me a K! What's that spell? What's that spell? What's that spell? What's that spell? What's that spell?
Yeah, it's far out, man.
We were going to do a science fiction story. It's about these people who are escaping the Holocaust, whatever it may be, and escaping in the wooden ships.
Mind Decoder.
You're listening to Mind Decoder on Waiheke Radio.
Traumatic severing of our connection into the Gaian mother goddess planetary matrix of organic wholeness that was the centerpiece of the psychedelic experience back in the high Paleolithic.
You're having a laugh, ain't you?
Thank you.
You are listening to Mind Decoder. Decoder.
Mind 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 Decoder. Mind Decoder.
You're listening to Mind
Decoder.
Mind
Decoder.
On Waiheke Radio.
On Waiheke Radio.
On Waiheke Radio.
that is out of phase. darkening rust from sea to sky. Cries at midnight for grass and soil. Creatures at dawn surround and retreat. A voice repeats alone. Wings of sky will find there, gathering sticks and stones, calling the old ones to me from a place you cannot follow. Bitterness and black disorder with me. Through the last remain, through the shadow, I scratch them. I pull them out of the dark. Lines in poison, lines in blood. A circle and a star, a longing arrow that knows where you are. Rend and scratch. They will never match the way our touch may have once seen before. I cannot see. My eyes have shut for now, for a time. I listen, but no one is there. Snow may fall, beast and sun and air all sound like glass, cracking and broken. Take me there. I can't anymore. Sometimes the night is not so dark. Sometimes if we watch, we see things we thought were never more. Sometimes we long for a child's eyes, a quiet peace. Let me pass.
Thank you.
You're listening to Mind Decoder.
Thank you. Shake with the ocean, she's so. She's with the
You're listening to Mind Decoder.
I like to see plants seed themselves. They find a place in the garden where they look happy. They are happy, and they bring that natural effect to the garden.
Do you talk to plants, Percy?
I do talk to the plants. I suppose grumble at them sometimes, but anyone who talks to the plants is an indication that they love their plants. And if they love them, they look after them, they give them the attention that they require.
And it must encourage them to grow and look beautiful.
Of course it must.
From giving a feeling of space and looking attractive, what would you consider to be the chief value in having a garden?
Well, let me take you to my garden, if I may, to begin with. My gardening, I find, it gives me relaxation. It provides me with a sense of achievement. It makes my immediate surroundings more beautiful. The outside world doesn't matter to me when I'm in the garden. I suppose I'm fortunate, inasmuch that gardening is not only my living, it's my hobby as well. And may I say, I spent more than 55 years as a gardening career.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. January is one of those peculiar months. The first month of the year, the days are short, the weather is often severe. But one of the jobs I like to do in January is to get a seed catalogue, sit by a nice log fire, go through the catalogue and plan for the months that lie ahead. Order the seeds, order them in good time, plan what we want to grow, plan any alterations that we're going to make in the garden, and then, during any good weather that we might get in January, get outside and do as much as we can, because the more we do during the autumn and winter, the easier and better the gardening is throughout the rest of the year.
But there aren't going to be very many flowers, are there, in January?
Well, you know, there's a tendency to look out of the window in a month that's in January and say, it's a bit dull, it's a bit murky outside, nothing of interest in the garden. If the garden is like that, it is not the fault of the garden. It's the fault of the gardener.
I know a place I children of Bata, who will go if you show, will you stay, will you stay? Flowers never cry, my eyes can see them, ears can hear them. Flowers never cry, my legs can feel them, but arms can feel them. Flowers never cry, flowers never cry.
Every year on the Christmas table, we use the red berries of the holly, the yellow flowers of the jasmine and beautiflora of the winter flowering jasmine, the pink flowers or the white flowers as they open of the viburnum, and Erebus verica carnea, and then the yellow flowers of the Mahonia japonica, the winter flowering berberis. And the holly leaves we just spray with a little blue and then sprinkle a little glitter on, so that when the grandchildren come along, it's got that touch of Christmas.
Quite beautiful, Percy. I think I shall have to come and visit.
You must, yes.
We'll be right back.
Marvellous. The lovely Audrey Hepburn, of course, as messed up by Kid Koala, for your continued listening pleasure. And that was Mind Decoder for another week. And I do hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did, say.
Should mean you enjoyed it
quite a lot.
Before you wander off to bed, let me just give you a quick track listing, just in case there was anything
there that would keep you awake puzzling over it. I started part two of the show with a snippet from French mashup artist DJ Zebra's Bootstock, a tribute to the original Woodstock album, in which he takes a little something by Country Joe McDonald and mashes it into something by Big Soul and calls it
The Hippies. In fact, I use bits and bobs from the album throughout the show. Like the intro to the next track you heard, We Ask You to Ride by Wooden Ships. Or Ships,
because they slip a J in there somewhere. I play Children of the Sun by the Time and Space Machine from their first album proper, Set Phasers to Stun, which came out in 2009. They've just released their new album, Taste the Laser. Well, I say they, but it's he, of course, Richard Norris. I then played Stereolab and the Mighty Jenny Ondeoline Part 2, which kind of sounds like a washing machine taking off, but is nonetheless marvellous for all that. You heard three tracks by Jane Weaver, the opening tracks from her very fine album Fallen by Watchbird. They all just flowed into one another, so I thought I'd just let them.
I played another
spooky hauntological vignette
by the Moonwiring Club.
Another dream from the vinyl version
of his
2012 album Bread Today,
Tomorrow's Secrets. And then George Harrison with Dreams,
seen from the Wonderwall
soundtrack,
so beloved of Oasis.
That was released in
1968.
And then I got serious and played the full 18 minutes and 26
seconds of the magnificent Hallelujah by Can from their classic 1971 album Tego Mago.
And if there was any of you left after that... And don't forget, Mind Decoder is more of an experience than a radio show.
I played Winter in June by Beyond the Wizard Sleeve from their West album.
And it may not mean much to you nowadays, but if you're English and of a certain age, then that should have brought a smile to your face as you remembered your childhood in front of the telly watching Blue Peter.
And then I finished the show with a track called Track for Speedy Freaks by Blossom Toast, which seemed to be the whole of their 1967 album We Are Ever So Clean, speeded up and squashed into 45 seconds or so before Audrey Hepburn sang you off to bed. A pretty fine show, I'll hope you agree. And if you want to know a little bit more about it, check out the Mind Decoder blog site
at wahikiradio.org.nz,
where you'll also find a podcast should you wish to listen to it again. My name's Elle. You've been listening to Mind Decoder on Waiheke Radio, your community radio station. And I'll be back next week with another psychedelic trip for you. I hope you can join me then. Until then, thanks for listening and good night. Waiheke Radio.